You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A conservative news website is busily pumping out stories on political candidates, stories that are quickly being shared on social media. But a closer look at this website, Conservative Intel of Grand Rapids, reveals it is not a news operation. Rather, it's linked to political consultant John Yab. His company's made many millions of dollars during the 2016 political campaigns. It's all spelled out in a story by Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporter Jonathan Osting, who's with us now. Hey, Jonathan, it's so good to have you back on the show.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me again.
And Jonathan is joined by Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Good to always say hi to Rick.
Hi, Cindy.
Before we get into conservative intel and what's on this news site, Rick, give us a reminder just who is John Yab.
John Yab is in Republican and political consulting circles a very well-known entity. He is consulting right now with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly on his ballot drive to make Michigan a part-time legislature. But that's just one of his clients. He's known for technological innovation and practices that at least some people in the Republican Party find exasperating.
Jonathan, tell us about this conservative news website, Conservative Intel.
Sure. Well, Conservative Intel is actually a national news website, but it does have a pretty strong focus on Michigan. And it just so happens that focus on Michigan is on clients that John Yab is working as a consultant for. So Rick mentioned Brian Kelly, also U.S. Senate candidate Lena Epstein, and Secretary of State hopeful Stan Grott. This site has consistently published stories praising these three candidates and criticizing their Republican counterparts potentially in 2018 primaries, including Attorney General Bill Schuette, who could run against Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly in 2018 for governor. So this site purports to be an insider source for news and information about conservative Republicans. But as I showed in my reporting, it's picking and choosing conservative Republicans who just so happen to pay John Yab through other other businesses that he runs.
And we should point out that John Yab's reach as a political consultant is national. He consults for Republicans in many states as well as presidential candidates, and the conservative intel site has links to news specifically on Michigan, but also five other states, including, I'm sure that this is a coincidence, early Republican primary and caucus states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely. And John Yab has also worked with a number of national candidates, both at the congressional level and even worked for, sold lists, anyways, email lists for a number of presidential campaigns. Some of those congressional candidates he's worked for nationwide have also received favorable treatment on conservative intel. So there seems to be a pretty clear pattern here that stories praising Republicans on this site are Republicans that John Yab is working with.
And Rick, are we seeing something new here? I mean, don't liberal or left-leaning political candidates use paid and friendly bloggers and social media types to get their message out as well? Is this any different?
The idea of websites and social media being used in campaigns is certainly not new. And I actually just spent a lot of the weekend and early this week talking with political consultants that I know who were saying that this is something of a new wrinkle. And it's something that the political consulting industry is probably going to be getting into more of. I mean, maybe as part of the menu of services that a political consulting firm will offer, you know, right now that'll include, you know, door-to-door strategy, helping to design brochures and creating and placing television and radio ads, of fundraising, email lists, things like that, that maybe a placement on a quote news unquote site will also be part of the offerings.
One-stop shopping. Jonathan, does that oft overused and misused term fake news apply here to conservative intel?
Certainly critics I talked to in both Republican and Democratic circles used that description here because it is being spread far and wide as what the website purports to be insider conservative news. There's certainly no indication on the website, if you just went to it, who owns it, what the motivations might be for the news. Certainly seems to fit that description. We've seen a lot of slanted news become more prevalent, but this at least, although it may be the way things are going, seems fairly unique in its direct ties to a single consultant.
And I noted as I went through the site, there isn't a single story with a byline, so you'd have no idea who's writing this.
That is correct.
Jonathan, this conservative intel site is just one piece in John Yap's political empire, as you put it in your story. Give us an idea of some of the other things he's involved in.
Yeah, well, you mentioned one-stop shopping is another description that I've heard used about John Yap. His main business is Strategic National. It's based in Grand Rapids that does general consulting for clients. But he's built a whole suite of products that he can offer them. He has a company that processes credit card transactions for political contributions. He has a company that does direct mail for politicians. He has a company that builds websites or does digital ad management for politicians. And his most lucrative business, at least in the 2016 cycle, was a business called Conservative Connector, which builds email lists of conservatives, of folks who, hey, might not trust the mainstream media that well. And he sells these email lists to, for instance, President Trump. He sold it to Trump's GOP rivals like Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, Chris Christie. Everybody wanted this list that John Yap has had because they know it's another way for them to get their message out by going directly to these people.
And we should point that it's hard to overstate the value of lists like these to politicians and political campaigns, that they're useful in get out the vote efforts, that they're very, very useful and primarily used for fundraising. So a good email list can be well worth the investment that you put into paying to buy it.
Rick, it is interesting to note that just last Thursday, John Yap was the subject of some unflattering discussion at a meeting of the Republican National Committee members where the U.S. Virgin Islands rep sent everyone Jonathan Osting's story and then quoting him here, "We can win elections without the bad actors. Our party should never reward bad actors." So how come the RNC is talking about whether or not it should bar John Yap from getting any more RNC campaign contracts?
Well, we know that one person at the RNC is talking about barring John Yap from getting contracts. We don't know, you know, how far that discussion is going. And don't forget, John Yap divides his time between Michigan and the U.S. Virgin Islands, where he's sort of waged war on the local political establishment. And so there are some, you know, hard feelings there as well.
Sure. The person raising this issue with the RNC who shared my link was, in fact, from the Virgin Islands, so has some bad blood with John Yap in the past. It's not clear whether there are any serious discussions beyond the concerns that this one individual has raised.
Although, you know, the RNC will base its decisions on contracts, on whether or not they think that those contracts will help them win elections.
Yeah, bottom line. Does John Yap's news site, air quotes around news, does it raise any ethical questions? I mean, are there any ethics or rules in political strategy?
Well, I guess it depends on which political strategist you talk to. I mean, John Yap is known for being very effective, and this certainly is probably an example of him building an effective business model, but one that does certainly raise ethical issues. I mean, if people are reading this news, they don't know where it's coming from. They could be, you know, left with the impression that, for instance, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is the most conservative Republican in Michigan, and Attorney General Bill Schuette is a flaming liberal, which, of course, neither men would probably agree with those descriptions. Certainly there's the potential for readers to be tricked into the content and to believing the content that they're reading. And that is an ethical concern.
There are, by the standards of people who practice the profession for, you know, what are considered mainstream news organizations, conservative intel would not be considered an ethical news operation. But you know, that's not that's not the purpose of the website, and it's not trying to win over a mainstream audience.
I'll note too that while we call it a news site, and the site does in fact advertise it as such online, John Yap simply referred to it when in his comments to me as an information distribution channel. That's what he's trying to do here. He's trying to get out information to the public, not necessarily provide news.
And looking ahead, is this the start of a new trend? I know, Rick, you spoke with political strategists on both sides about this. What do they say?
The consultants that I talked to all said that, one, they thought that what John Yab has done is forward-thinking and entrepreneurial, and that this is a space that the political consulting business is going to have to get into. Like I said, figuring out, maybe not necessarily having your own quote, information dissemination, unquote, website, but certainly access to a sympathetic one so that you can place items on that and then have them distributed and redistributed via social media.
Jonathan?
I'd agree with that. I think, we've seen candidates more and more through social media already having that avenue to shape their own narrative, to tell their own story about the campaign. Certainly the president does this with Twitter on a regular basis. What this allows them to do, though, is share a third-party link that might give validation to the message they're trying to get out, at least in the eyes of readers. So it can be another powerful tool for them, but a confusing one for readers who are simply looking for fair and unbiased information.
Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporter Jonathan Oesting, joined by Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.